Do you have a special name for the boards, not the type of construction, but the boards themselves?
I don't.
Do you ever hear clapboard or siding?
Oh yeah, sure, clapboard. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They use that term around here, clapboard.
Mm-hmm. What is that exactly? Is that the
that to me is wooden boards running horizontal, mm-hmm. overlapping each other. Mm-hmm.
And say if you wanted to hang up a picture, you take a nail and a
hammer.
Okay, and you say I took the hammer and I what the nail?
Drove the nail.
And if it didn't get in far enough, you'd say it's got to be what in further?
Driven in further.
Okay, and you say you take the hammer and you.
I take the hammer and I drove the nail in.
Okay, or you say you need a hammer in order to
drive the nail.
Okay. And years ago on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together and they'd do the.
You ask me, oh, do the wash?
Okay. And on Tuesday, they'd do the. After the
ironing? The ironing?
Okay. What would you call washing and ironing together?
The laundry.
Is that a term that you hear much around here?
Mm-hmm.
Use?
Mm-hmm.
Has it always, since you were small?
Always. And I say, like I'm going to the laundry.
Mm-hmm.
That can mean several things. It could mean that you could be going to the dry cleans to pick up something.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could mean you could be going to the washateria to do your own.
Mm-hmm.
It can mean it covers the whole ball game.
Or the,
mm-hmm.
the washing itself.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see people, I guess this would have to be pretty much out in the country, but did you ever see people washing out in the yard, having these big black?
Mm-hmm, sure. Kettles.
Uh-huh. Where did you see that?
Oh, I've seen that just as recently as last month.
Where? Here?
Let's see. I think I was going out to Black Lake, which is northwest of town here.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, some blacks still do that.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for that kettle?
Wash pot.
Okay. Did you have much contact with farming or people out in the country when you were growing up?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Was it with your family? And
well, we just lived with my cousins on the river, on the plantation.
Where did they live?
Down Cane River.
What city was that called?
Right here in Natchez, right out of town here.
Was that the place where you're...
No, it was just some cousins. It was a Starlight plantation. Cousin Clutchie's.
What sort... Tell me something about that plantation. How did...
Well, my memories of that plantation is the fact that I'd go down there in the summer, and that's when they were ginning cotton.
Mm-hmm.
And the cotton gin was on the place, and we spent most of our day over there playing. And... at that time, they stacked the cotton bales in the yard, in the front yard of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And they might have 400 or 500 bales out there. And that was quite an impressive thing for little kids, you know. And we played on that. And the river was right there. We swam a lot. Always a lot of black people around. Good rapport between the whites and blacks at all times. A lot of laughing and a lot of fun. And it looked like it was... You know, just a fantastic life. Of course, realizing now, looking back, I can remember how cold it was, you know, especially in the winter, because they used fireplaces, and I can remember how hard it was to cook a meal.
In your your cousin's house?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even though they were fairly wealthy, they even at that time, it was in the 30s,
mm-hmm.
They still used open fireplaces, and of course, they had a black cook, and she was real good. And but it was an old house, and very in ill repair, and just, you know, really kind of rough. And it was just real cold. I will forget that, and especially in the wintertime. I don't know. Let's see. There's so many good things, you know, you can't remember any bad things.
Did your cousins keep on farming? I mean, do you?
Oh yeah, they're still farming down
mm-hmm.
there. Yeah,
so
they have.
Throughout your life, you've had.
Mhm. Mhm.
A building that's used for storing wood, you'd call a.
Well, I never have seen a building that's used for storing wood.
Well, for stove, for keeping stove wood. Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I never have even seen one. I'd call it a barn, I guess.
What about for storing tools?
Tool shed.
Okay. And before they had bathrooms indoors, what did they call the toilets they had outside?
I call it a outhouse.
Mm-hmm. Any other terms? Joking terms or vulgar terms?
Well, yeah, let's see. Well, outhouse, not really, nothing I can think of.